USA News, I'm John Schaefer. An FAA computer malfunction led to the complete grounding of all flights in the United States overnight and travel headaches for many travelers.
I'm just praying that my flight is still good to go because we've been planning this trip for 2 months, 3 months. So, and we have Airbnbs booked, rental cars booked, you know, and that's going to be a nightmare trying to get a refund from everything.
While the FAA says normal air traffic operations have resumed, the damage has already been done. Flight Tracker reporting 8,000 flight delays and 1,200 cancellations. Damage in California could top $1 billion as a result of the storms that have been pummeling the state. Severe weather has not let up since the beginning of the new year, causing heavy rains, flooding, and mudslides. Another storm system is expected this weekend, which could bring an additional 6 inches of rain to some areas already underwater. The new Republican-led House Oversight Committee is flexing its muscle, asking the Treasury Department for financial transaction information on the Biden family. The committee wants to look into the Biden's finances and alleged political influence on tech companies. The committee calling on a handful of former Twitter executives to testify at a public hearing. They want to hear about the temporary suppression of a story in 2020 about Hunter Biden and his laptop. Republican leaders in New York are calling on newly elected Congressman George Santos to resign. Nassau County GOP Chair Joseph Cairo says Santos should step down after lying about his background while he was campaigning.
He's not welcome here at Republican headquarters for meetings or at any of our events. As I said, he's disgraced the House of Representatives, and we do not consider him one of our congresspeople.
Republican leaders in the district now represented by Santos say they will not work with him. Santos has admitted to lying about his Jewish heritage, college credentials, and work history, but says he will not step down. This is USA News.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug. Brand new mug. Come here, kid. Give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe.
The Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin is now out of the hospital.
Hamlin was admitted to the Buffalo General Medical Center on Monday after leaving the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. The Bills safety suffered cardiac arrest in a game against the Bengals on Monday Night Football last week. Doctors said Hamlin can be safely discharged to continue his rehabilitation at home and with the Bills. Teams around the league honored Hamlin this past weekend with moments of celebration and his number 3 being colored in the Bills' red at the 30-yard line on the fields. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
It's an American classic, and it's going electric. General Motors providing a sneak peek at the upcoming all-electric Corvette. The E-Ray teaser sent out on social media this week ahead of the car's debut on January 17th. That, by the way, the 70th anniversary of the debut of the first Corvette back in 1953. The new mid-engine electric E-Ray will be one of 5 different models available. Elon Musk is going into the record books as the world record holder for losing the most wealth ever. Forbes says the Tesla and Twitter owner lost an estimated $182 billion since November 2021. Most of those losses blamed on the fall of Tesla shares last year. But don't feel too bad for Musk. He still has a net worth of $138 billion. And if you'd like to be a billionaire, the Mega Millions jackpot for Friday's drawing will be $1.35 billion after no one won the jackpot last night. It's the second largest in U.S. history. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. 2 chicken burritos, 2 bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.